kind of interesting as I was listening to the readings this morning and then looking at the saint, and if you get to do the office of readings, you get to read a little of what Saint Francis de Sales, and I'm always impressed when it comes around to this reading, because I remember from years and years and look forward to it, especially as I was thinking of my own vocation. But it makes a connection that Jesus calls the apostles, and the reading that is for Saint Francis de Sales is about kind of our calling and how do we know our calling. One of the things he says is that, you know, that he gives it how God has created each individual, each one of us, to do whatever it is God has called us to do, and probably gave us all the great talents and the ministry and the gifts we need to get that done, and that we are to follow that and find out that quest in this life. And so he gives the example of how a bee is perfectly designed to take the nectar from the flower without destroying the flower, as opposed to if we try to do that, because we're not designed that way. God didn't make us this way. So therefore, it is not our vocation to do that, to make honey. That belongs to the bee. And everybody has a different part. Then he goes through and he talks about how if a Carthusian wants to be in the world, that he is not living his vocation any more than if a married person with all these children at home was always spending all their time in a church like a Carthusian. He talks about how everybody, each one of us, has our own vocation, and we're called to live that to the fullest. And so sometimes I'm having conversations with, you know, like a mother who has seven children. She just would love to just spend all day in the church. And I'm like, that's really not your vocation. That's not what God has called you to do. God has called you now to tend, to feed, to take care of, and to nurture life that has been given to you. That is the call of the religious who have that calling, and they were suited for that, and God has given them the gifts for that to make a reality. And that's why, in terms of our vocation, it was always begins with, how has God made you? You want to know what God's plan was for you in this life? How has he made you? Because it will be in harmony with that. You know, that God, just like when we talk about with all of creation, works toward this harmony in life. And music has that sense of when it's harmony, it just connects well with us. And therefore, when you take a look, it's like, oh, when we're talking about, why did God make you? Why are you here on this world? I say, take a look at the gifts he gave you, because we're supposed to be using those in some way in the service, ministry, and vocation that you've been given from the day from before you were born. But it has to be in harmony with who you are and what God has made you, and how God has made you, and the gifts he has given you. Fortunately, God did not want me to become a singer. He did not give me that gift. And every time I get tempted to kind of try to think, this is really my vocation, I should just start singing, God reminds me that that was not the gift you were given. You know, it was the gift someone else was given, and I have to begin to search for my own. And so does each one. Sad story is always that, you know, talking to someone who's 75, 80, 85 years old and still wondering, you know, I wonder what my vocation, what God has called me to do. And I'm thinking, wow, 80 years now? Still haven't figured that out, huh? Maybe we should be talking a little sooner. But the idea, hopefully being at peace for those who have a number of years at peace and what God has given you as a life, and how that should have been, and how you lived it is in harmony with the gifts that God has given you in service for God's people, and most importantly, in service for God.